Joining me now on the line, we have Radio Islam International's Mufti Yusuf Musaji talking to us from Abu Dhabi. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you this morning?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
Very well, alhamdulillah.
How are you coping with constantly having to move from hot to cold?
Yes, sir. That is one of the problems that people who visit these countries, the United Arab Emirates and also parts of the Middle East, those that go for Umrah and Hajj, have a problem in the sense that one minute you're in the heat and the next minute you're in the cold and, you know, by the aircon, and then you're back in the heat. And many times people get sick as a result of this constant change of climate. But fortunately for me, my colleague from the travel companion from Al Kalam, Ismail Sudar, he's been controlling the aircon for us in the car and keeping it at a minimum. So we've been in the heat all the time. So, you know, it hasn't really been a problem for us in that sense. And, you know, with the aircon on all the time, many times we find that is the reason why many people get sick. Ismail himself, their family members from his family just returned from Dubai, and they were sick because of that constant change, and that's why he's been really, really cautious, and I think we've benefited from that.
Now, this Halal Summit, Mufti, that you are covering, is this the first World Halal Travel Summit?
There has been smaller exhibitions in Malaysia in the past, but it's the first time that a summit of this magnitude is being hosted anywhere in the world, and Abu Dhabi has taken the step in this direction, and I think from here now you're going to have many other halal summits coming about. So it's the first of its kind. There are exhibitors from approximately 20 or more countries, from countries like Kazakhstan also, and also from various African countries. And what was interesting about the Kazakhstan exhibition was that in their brochure, they mentioned that they have strong ties with South Africa, and I think this is with regards to natural resources and along those lines. So there's a wide range of exhibitors, those in the tourism industry, from the hotels to the ground handlers, also those that offer tours. All types of things are being offered, and it's an ideal opportunity for people who are in this industry to network and to make connections and to share ideas, and that's what's been taking place over the last few days.
Now, what are your observations about the expat community in Abu Dhabi?
Yes, a huge expat community. In fact, if we come down to the figures, then Abu Dhabi has a rough population of about 2.5 million, roughly speaking. And from that, only 15% are Emiratis, those that live in or are originally from the United Arab Emirates, from Abu Dhabi, and 85% are from abroad, countries like the Philippines, lots from the Indian subcontinent, from India itself, from Bangladesh, and then also from Iran, from Afghanistan, from Pakistan, and some also from the African countries like Ghana, Somalia. So you meet a great variety of people, and they are basically oiling the economy and doing all the labor. And you see very few actual Emiratis doing the manual labor or anything like that. They're in their high positions. So it gives you an opportunity to meet people at the hotel where we are stationed, at the Hilton Hotel. In the foyer, there's a Ketonian working there, and he's waiting to get home, get back to South Africa to eat some cook sisters. That's what he said. That's what he's waiting for. So it's really interesting, and also, you know, what's quite fascinating is that when you speak, and, you know, someone from South Africa will just pick up the accent immediately and ask you, are you from South Africa? And there's that immediate connection that then comes about when you meet someone from your fellow country abroad.
Now, Mufti, tell me that if you have to compare Abu Dhabi to Dubai, how would you compare, and what would you choose between the two?
That's a tough question, and a lot of people are asking that, you know, how do you compare the two if you have to choose between Abu Dhabi and Dubai? On the one hand, you have Dubai, which is obviously run far ahead in terms of its development. It's by every definition a concrete jungle. Some saying that the whole Dubai has become one shopping mall. On the other hand, you have Abu Dhabi, which is much bigger. It's spreads over a larger expanse of land. It seems to be much more relaxed. There's more open spaces, more trees that have been planted. Also in terms of the entire atmosphere, people don't seem to be in that sort of a rush that they are in Dubai. It's slightly different in that sense. There's a bit of culture here, which Dubai doesn't really offer much culture. And in terms of choosing Abu Dhabi as a location, the plus would obviously be that there's Al Ain, which is close by, and that is a very cultural city. So you have various options in that regard. So Dubai doesn't offer much in terms of culture. Abu Dhabi has a bit of a mix between culture and the city life, the concrete jungle. So I think that in that sense, some people may prefer Abu Dhabi. However, Abu Dhabi and Dubai are both not what you could term as your ultimate destination. Both these cities, you could choose them as a stopover to a bigger destination, because everything is man-made, and maybe one or two days and you've seen everything. So it's not your ultimate destination, it's a stopover destination.
And finally, are there any South African exhibitors at the Summit 50?
Yes, there's one South African exhibitor from Cape Town, Centurion Tours, and they've been the only South Africans at the summit. There was the World Halal Tourism or Travel Awards that took place last night, and they were nominated in the category of Halal Traveler or Tour Operator. They were nominated in that category, and that was shortlisted to three, and they were on that list. They didn't win the category, but just being on that list was a phenomenal achievement for them, that they were able to be shortlisted amongst some of the big players. If we look at the results that came from the awards, it was mostly the big players that did take all the awards. In terms of the airlines, Emirates was voted as the best halal travel airlines, and in terms of some of the other categories like halalbookings.com, which is a role player. So it was quite predictable in that sense that all the role players took all the awards, but just having a South African amongst the mix was something really remarkable.
Okay, JazakAllah for the update. We'll talk again tomorrow, inshallah.
JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It was Mufti Yusuf Musaji talking to us this morning from Abu Dhabi. 16 minutes to 9.